From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is reportedly set to propose a $3.8 trillion federal budget for the next fiscal year, which begins in October. The New York Times reports the proposal includes spending increases for education and civilian research programs. The White House has not confirmed the report, but NPR's Debbie Elliott says the administration has proposed cuts in 120 programs.
The president releases his 2011 budget on Monday, and the White House says it will include about $20 billion in savings. In a blog called Tough Choices, Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer says the administration will recommend more than 120 terminations, reductions, and savings. Targeted programs include the Brownfields Economic Development Initiative, the Advanced Earned Income Tax Credit, and grant programs at the National Park Service. The budget would consolidate 38 education programs into 11. Pfeiffer says the current structure at the Department of Education is fragmented and ineffective. There are also reports the president's budget will include a $200 million fund to pay security costs for the trials of accused terrorists. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Federal regulators are giving their okay to Toyota's plan to fix sticking accelerator pedals on 8 Toyota models. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has no objections to the proposed fix, which will be made to recalled vehicles by Toyota dealers.
The company is expected to release details of the repair plan on Monday. Condensation can build up in the pedals and cause unintended acceleration. The gas pedal crisis has been extremely costly for Toyota. House Energy Committee Chairman Henry Waxman is investigating how long the automaker and federal officials were aware of the issue. He plans to hold a hearing in late February. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
China is imposing sanctions on American firms who are part of a multi-billion-dollar sale of weapons to Taiwan. It's also suspending bilateral military exchanges with the U.S. NPR's Louisa Lim has more.
China's reaction to the U.S. decision to sell a $6 billion arms package to Taiwan has been fast and furious. Beijing suspended military exchanges with the U.S., as it did after similar arms sales 2 years ago. This time, China's also putting sanctions on the American companies selling the weapons, which include Black Hawk helicopters and Patriot missiles. Beijing says the arms sales will affect bilateral cooperation on major international issues, and China will take further action depending on the situation. China sees Taiwan as a breakaway province, and it's arguing the weapon sales will fan the flames of Taiwan independence. Earlier, a senior Chinese diplomat said the arms sales constituted crude interference in China's domestic affairs. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is NPR News from Washington. A powerful storm has been making travel treacherous across much of the southeastern U.S. today. Richmond, Virginia got a foot of snow, and tow truck dispatcher Larry Dawson says drivers there need to learn a few things about winter weather.
A lot of people driving out here like they're driving in New York on a summer day. They need to slow down.
Hundreds of highway crashes have been reported across Virginia and North Carolina. The storm also left a thick coating of ice in some areas, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses in North Carolina and Oklahoma. More than 2,000 people on Navajo and Hopi reservations in Arizona have been stranded by heavy snow for more than a week now. The Arizona National Guard is dropping food and water supplies. NPR's Ted Robbins says more.
A series of severe storms has left 8-foot snowdrifts and impassable roads on the vast Navajo Nation and Hopi villages in northeastern Arizona. Families isolated by the storm have gotten more than 22,000 meals and 26,000 gallons of water, along with blankets and cots. One person was removed by snowmobile for medical treatment. The tribes also report roofs caving in from the weight of the snow and livestock freezing in place. The Arizona National Guard is dropping hay bales to stranded livestock. A spokesman for the State Emergency Management Department says road crews are plowing as fast as they can. The operation will continue at least through the weekend. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Financial regulators from the U.S. and Europe have been presenting details of financial reform plans to bank executives at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland today. Banks and hedge funds have criticized those measures, arguing that more regulation could hurt the global economic recovery. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.